Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy, 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 happy Friday. How many happies can we have on a Friday? It doesn't matter. Make it a super fun, happy Friday. Just because it's Friday. And you can do that for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, if you like to. It's okay. So are you missing out on your future? Are you living your life every single day and is this passing by? Have you even stopped to think about it? I know at a certain age, certain people just completely miss what their future could be. And then you finally wake up one day and you realize, oh my God, my future is halfway there. We'll talk about that a little bit today as we get into it. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move. There's no doubt about that. But life gets in the way. What are we going to do about it? We stand up, we take a step, we repeat. I was thinking about a friend of mine. He hired me a long time. I was very young. I was 20, was that 21? I think it was 21. I worked in radio at a station in Tallahassee, Florida, a long time ago. Called FM 99. I was a nighttime disc jockey, and I got hired to come in and basically flip the town upside down. Back when disc jockeys kind of could do that, can't do it anymore. It was a lot of fun. Back in 1982, it was, man, a long time ago. But my program director, a guy named Al Brock, works at he owns a music independent music publishing company, promotion company in Nashville, Tennessee. He's done very well for years, and yet he still stays on the radio. And just this past week, he launched something called Rockin' Hits Radio, radio station for baby boomers. And it was so cool to do because he launched it online. And it's the first time I've ever seen him in his whole entire life just completely follow that dream totally on his own to do what he wanted to do and spend like a year working on it. And he launched it. I don't know where it is. I think it's on Live 365, I think. Good friend of mine. And if you're a boomer, you're going to like his music. Go check that out. If not, you can go listen to some real music, okay? How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today on this Friday. Commercial free. Commercials get in the way sometimes, don't they? Now, a lot of you don't get commercials on the show. You're my premium members, and thank you for that, by the way. We've had it closed for about 4 months now, maybe a little longer than that, and you're still here, so I appreciate that. Changes are coming here very quickly, and if you are not a premium member, you will have the chance to be one soon. And the biggest benefit, it's a commercial-free feed, but there's a lot of cool stuff on top of that as well. I'll tell you more next week and give you, it's, and you can afford it too. Just give up a cup of coffee a month and you can afford it, okay? Fridays, question we always ask, how do you want to feel? And this is not, this is not one of those emotional questions that we ask all the time. This is just for you. This is for you to be able to say, how do I want to feel? I know I'm busy. I know stuff is going on. I know life is crazy. I know I got stuff to do, but how do I want to feel? And the reason I ask you to ask that question to yourself and slip off when the show's done, go off in the corner and just say, well, how do I want to feel about things? And let it flow into you. Because until you start to open up to that and really think about it, because what's going to happen is as soon as you say, well, I'd like to feel this way, then you're going to say automatically, well, how do we make that happen? That's why I want you to do it. So ask that question. How do I want to feel? The future, is it flying too fast for you? Are you going through your days and your future is like here before you know it and then gone? Have you noticed how fast everybody is running these days? Time has sped up. The internet hasn't helped. The whole streaming thing online is kind of weird on television. These apps, I have like 7 apps on my television now for streaming. Kind of weird. It's like on-demand everything. It's like, is time going faster? Am I compressing it? What's going on these days? But the truth is, you've heard this before. You need to live in the moment. And that's hard to do. I've always had a hard time living in the moment. Living in the moment has to be a conscious effort for me all day. In other words, I have to look at the day and say, I live in the moment all day. It can't be like just deciding in the moment, because as soon as I figure out I'm living in the moment, it's gone. It just passed. It's a millisecond in time. A click, boom, here it comes. Here comes the moment. Live it. Oh, God, I missed it. You got to do it all day, every day. Are you living in the moment? Are you dwelling on the past? I don't dwell on the past whatsoever. I remember it. Yeah. I do I have regrets? Probably. Yeah. Yeah, I do. There's no doubt. But do I dwell on it? No, I don't. I just don't. Because if I dwell on the past, I can't move forward. Are you dreaming of the future? Waiting for it to arrive. Got it. It's here. Boom. When you dreamed of the future just a second ago, now it's the past. It's crazy how that works. And it's never going to change till the day you leave this planet. It's never going to change. Any human would experience a combination of all three every single day. They really would. You know, they're kind of living in the moment and dwelling on the past and looking into the future, just how it happens. It's normal as it gets. And it's okay. As long as it doesn't get in the way of living. So about a decade and a half ago, it's really hard to, actually, it's a little bit more than that. We're coming, did we just pass? Yeah, we just did, 16 years ago. Hard to believe when my first wife, Cheryl, passed away. I was only 47 when she died. I was a young man, and I couldn't believe what had happened. It was kind of weird and not good. And she was only 46, way too young to die. 16 years. And a lot of folks listening to this show today were around and heard this show happen. This show was actually launched during that time. And the original 99 shows that I did, I probably should go back and release those again. I keep saying I'm going to, but that's a lot of work. Maybe one day I will. It tells the entire story. 16 years ago, I was too young to be a widower. Never thought it could happen to me. I don't think anybody does think it will happen to them. My children, way too young to reach their, or to lose their mom. My daughter was, at the time, 21. Now she's 38. She's known my current wife, but my wife, Joy. She's known her longer almost than she knew her mom, at least as an adult. So while challenging, and it was an amazingly challenging time, you may have gone through it. You know somebody who's gone through it. We had a little bit of a different and a very unconventional outlook on life and death. Our goal, my goal, being the optimistic guy that I am, was to make it the best death ever. Weird, right? It is. It was totally weird, but I couldn't figure another way out. I said this is a wonderful way of being able to look at both the glass half full and glass half empty at the same time. I said, okay, well, yeah, maybe she's going to die. All the doctor said she would. But then everybody said, well, there could be a miracle that could happen. I said, yeah, that could happen too. I could hold both in the same place at the same time. And so I said, let's make this the best death ever. I told my wife that too. I said, if you're going to die, we're going to make it the best death ever. And we're going to look for a way not to get it to happen. Okay. She's like, cool, let's do it. And it was cool. I could tell you all the stories about what we did. And I remember the really good times because we turned it into something that we're going to just enjoy every single moment right to the very end. And sadly, we achieved that goal. She died. And it was one of the strangest accomplishments any of us had ever experienced. I mean, you celebrate your goal, celebrate your victory. It's like, what? How do you celebrate? Yet we had done it. And in that moment, I learned something too. I learned that, well, every single time we achieve a goal, it's kind of, because we've already done all the stuff that made it worthwhile to begin with. And when it's gone, it's just kind of gone, right? And in that case, it was a big gone because she died, but could be just losing 20 pounds. When you get there, you've lost the 20 pounds. Now what are you going to do? Carry on, I guess, huh? So after she passed, my daughter wrote a poem. It still resonates to this day. I'll read it every couple of years when I run into it again. Soon, we'll all find our way. Soon, we'll know that. Know what? Makes us who we are. Soon, we'll wake up. Today, we can appreciate. Soon, we'll know that. Tomorrow, we'll be better. Soon, we'll just trust everything's okay. The past is gone, can't hold us back. Soon we'll smile about today. Soon we'll come, too soon. Don't let it slip away. Never live in fear, but always live in embrace of the moment. The future will be here and gone before you know it. So live it today. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Boomer Radio, Steve Miller Band, right? All right, it's going to be a fun weekend. Coming back on Monday, I have stuff for you, if it's okay. In other words, stuff like creating your average perfect day. Is it possible that you could decide how to make your day perfect and then recreate that every single day your entire life? Yes, it is. That's what we'll talk about on Monday. In the meantime, why don't you join me on Facebook? I'm not around a lot on the weekend, but I do show up some. Go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Tag me. Let me know you're there. We'll just say hi, whatever. I'll jump in and say hi to you. I'd like to meet you. It'd be kind of cool. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.